Part 3. Delays and Difficulties. March to May, 1855. Chapter 29. Minor Setbacks. The robbers originally intended to take the gold during the next Crimean shipment. The plan was extremely simple. Pierce and Ager were to board the train in London, each checking several heavy satchels onto the baggage van. The satchels would be filled with sewn packets of lead shot. Ager would again ride in the van, and while Burgess looked away, Ager would open the safes, remove the gold, and replace it with lead shot. These satchels would be thrown from the train at a predetermined point and collected by Barlow. Barlow would then drive on to Folkestone, where he would meet Pierce and Ager. Meanwhile, the gold strongboxes, still convincingly heavy, would be transferred to the steamer going to Ostend, where the theft would be discovered by the French authorities hours later. By then, enough people would have been involved in the transportation process that there would be no particular reason to fix suspicion on Burgess. And in any case, British-French relations were at a low level because of the Crimean War, and it would be natural that the French would assume the English had carried out the theft, and vice versa. The robbers could count on plenty of confusion to muddy the waters for the police. The plan seemed utterly foolproof, and the robbers prepared to carry it out on the next gold shipment scheduled for March 14th, 1855. On March 2nd, that fiend in human shape, Tsar Nicholas I of Russia, died suddenly. News of his death caused considerable confusion in business and financial circles. For several days, the reports were doubted, and when his death was finally confirmed, the stock markets of Paris and London responded with large gains. But as a result of the general uncertainty, the gold shipment was delayed until March 27th. By then, Ager, who had sunk into a kind of depression after the 14th, was desperately ill with an exacerbation of his chest condition, and so the opportunity was missed. The firm of Huddleston and Bradford was making gold shipments once a month. There were now only 11,000 English troops in the Crimea, as opposed to 78,000 French, and most of the money was paid out directly from Paris. Thus Pierce and his compatriots were obliged to wait until April. The next shipment was set for April the 19th. The robbers at this time were getting their information on shipment schedules from a tart named Susan Lang, a favourite of Henry Fowler's. Mr. Fowler liked to impress the simple girl with episodes reflecting his importance to the world of banking and commerce. And for her part, the poor girl, who could have hardly understood a word he said, seemed endlessly fascinated by everything he told her. Susan Lang was hardly simple. But somehow she got her facts wrong. The gold went out on April the 18th, and when Pierce and Ager arrived at London Bridge Station in time to board the April 19th train, Burgess informed them of their error. To maintain appearances, Pierce and Ager made the trip anyway, but Ager testified in court that Pierce was in a very ugly humour indeed during the journey.